On the line now, I have Christine O'Kelly, and she is from the Santry Resource Centre. Hello, Christine, how are you?
Hi, I'm actually from Christine O'Kelly. I'm the Age Friendly Coordinator in Dublin City University.
Oh, DCU, okay.
DCU, and basically, we're having a big event on Friday that I think the listeners might be interested in, and it's called A Taste of DCU.
Okay.
An event of mini lectures for anybody who wants to go onto campus. It's ideally designed for people, you know, who are older, maybe in their 40s and 50s and beyond. And it gives a taste of all the activities we do in DCU. So there's lectures, there's workshops, there's a free raffle. The whole day is inclusive from 9 until 4 o'clock, and there's a lunch included as well.
Okay.
So I just wanted to extend the invitation to all of your listeners to come along. You can register to attend the event if you want to go onto the Eventbrite website, and you can book a ticket there. It's free of charge. And if you want more information, or you want to, if you don't have Eventbrite or you don't have web access, you can go on to our phone line, which is 01700 8933, and leave a message, and we'll just register you for the event.
Okay, and what is the website? Sorry, Christina.
The website itself, if it's to book the event, it's the Eventbrite.
Okay.
Eventbrite. Now, you can, of course, go on to the DC. It's DCU age friendly, and if you click on the news item, you'll see Taste of DCU and the schedule of all the lectures that are on there and on that particular site. So all of the different lectures we're hosting, there's ones on conflict resolution, the Irish economy, sexuality and older people. There's actually a very interesting workshop on in the afternoon on Lego, because we're pioneering a lot of work with Lego, and we think this is a very interesting opportunity to explore with older people as well.
Okay.
And so there's also tours of our MEDEX program. I don't know if others would know that we run a medical exercise, supervised medical exercise program. So if you're presenting with COPD or cardiac illness or diabetes or cancer or mobility issues, you can get a referral from your GP and you can come into our MEDEX program. And we've over 700 people a week attending MEDEX.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's a huge campsite. So it's in the Henry Grattan building, and that's beside the Helix.
That's right. It's located, if you just pass the Helix, you can park in the Helix car park, and obviously it'd be better if it came by bus, because parking is quite difficult to get sometimes on DCU campus. But if you pass the Helix, as if you're going across campus, the Henry Grattan is where the Bank of Ireland building is actually located. So it's easy to navigate. Oh, you'll see blue and silver balloons all the way along, and there's plenty of student ambassadors there to show people where to go. So we'll be starting registration to open from 9 o'clock for people to come in, have a cup of tea, and disappear off into their various classes, whatever they've picked for the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the afternoon there'll be more lectures, and then there's an address by our president, Professor Breen McGrath, at 3 o'clock, and then we have our free raffle. So we're really excited about the event. It's our third event. Last year we had over 260 delegates on the day, and we're hoping to top that this year as well.
Okay, it's quite a diverse event as well, because I mean, just looking at the list, it covers nearly everything in the arts and everything. But just to jump back to what you mentioned about Lego, what sort of things would you be doing with that? What relevance would that be to older people?
Well, we've the St. Pat's College, which is part of the DCU campus now, have pioneered some very interesting learning opportunities for people with Lego around spatial dimension, and with younger people, and we're to older people about how it could be done, and also just the intergenerational activity. And there was a recent television program looking at Lego Masters, and it's generated a good bit of interest. But Lego, as a lot of people, gross motor skills, you know, that of large items, and also small items, and clicking them together, it's good for mobility, for the hands and for arthritis and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but apart from that, it's also great fun, and it's great activity, and it's something that people might never thought about doing, but it's there to have a chance. And that's what the whole Taste of DCU, it's about having a taste of what things might be like in a university.
Mm-hmm. And a thing that scares a lot of people now with all the talk of dementia, and of course one of the programs is talking about forgetfulness and that sort of thing in old age, and people shouldn't be really frightened of it, because it can be an everyday thing. You hear young people saying as well that you forget this or you forget that.
Absolutely.
So it's sort of an eye opener for that sort of thing.
Absolutely, and we know from our research, and research worldwide will show that, you know, staying positively fit, active and engaged contributes towards warding off things like dementia. It's not a cure for all, I mean, we're not saying that, but what we are saying is it seems like there's a lot of people at the moment with dementia. It's not that, it's just that we're living a lot longer. There's a lot more of us now. And we know that people now are generally dying at a much later age. So it looks as if, oh my God, everybody who's older has dementia. That's not the case. And just to reiterate that really only 5% of the total number of older people in Ireland are in nursing homes with dementia. So what we really want to promote is 79% of older Irish adults are living at home in their own homes. Let's try and push that up to 89%. Let's try and provide to the university opportunities to stay engaged, stay active and to stay fit. And it's very positive message coming out, and I think that that's really key to how we are looking towards the future of having much more intergenerational age-friendly universities.
And will you be having cognitive tests there as well?
No, we won't be doing that. They'll be purely lecture tests. Okay. We do have an expertise on campus, Dr. Kate Herman, who's delivering that programme, and she's really very interesting to go to and listen to about, you know, the concerns that people have. And I, even myself, I've often wondered, God, you know, I've forgotten that, and I didn't. Something simple, I've forgotten it. And really, it's around what you need to know and what's relevant and what isn't relevant. Mm-hmm. But sometimes our mind just jettisons stuff that we don't need to know. We don't need to keep in our mind. You know?
It's all in there.
So
it's
I don't think people should be. Absolutely, it's all in there. It just has to be tweaked to come out, you know.
Yeah, and it manifests itself when it needs to. And a lot of thing with older people as well, Christine, picking up new hobbies and stuff like that. I mean, and other things like genealogy, but the hobbies that people pick up, there's lots of tips on that as well.
Yes, and active as engaged you are. You know, either your mind is engaged and socially active. And do you see a form for that? Because you'll often see groups of older people at the Helix having coffee. We are setting up at the moment an older lifelong learning association for people to come into. And I think one of the big things is around the social engagement and just having people to chat to about stuff, and they go off to a lecture. And I also want to say that a lot of people ring me and say, oh, I never had a university education. I never stayed in school past my primary certificate. I don't, you know, I didn't have a good experience. It's a completely different environment in university. It's all about sharing the knowledge, and it's great to go to lectures where you have older people going in, and they really are very engaged. And the experience that people have cannot be underestimated. People have lifetime experiences. You know, they've dealt with family issues. They've maybe worked in different types of industries. They may never have worked outside the home. All of those things are all key to having experiential learning, and we want to share that. We also want it for our students as well, because lots of our students coming into the university don't have older people in their lives. You want to be challenging stereotypes, and that's at both ends of the spectrum. Whether it's younger people saying, oh, and I wouldn't be interested in talking to those older people. You know, I'm always saying to people are people, and where you have young older people saying, oh, I don't know, they're all full of like sex and drugs and what they're all
nowadays. Yes, indeed, yes.
You know, and I think it's very interesting people working alongside each other in a classroom situation. And it's amazing. We've seen from the research and from we've been doing this now since 2012 that really, you know, what we have learned, the amount of what we call the longevity dividend, the exchange between older people and younger people, it cannot be bottled. I mean, it's just fantastic what comes out of it, you know. I think it's a day for everybody, and I don't think you should ever be saying, I'm too old to, because we stereotype ourselves. And we do that more than anything else.
Indeed, and I often wonder as well, when you hear all the people saying that they become the invisible generation, how much they inflict that actually on themselves. So there is a talk on vulnerability, ethics and ageing. So I'm sure that will encompass all of that type of thing.
Absolutely. And I also just want to say is we have a number of partners that we work with in the community who are older people's organisations and experts in ageing. So it's around DCU doing things with people and not to people, which is very important because it's the older people themselves that are driving our age-friendly agenda. So I just want to say that as part of the TACE at DCU, the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament will also be on the campus that day, and they'll be promoting their pre-budget submission. They're a fantastic organisation. They're in Ireland for over 20 years and they do great work, and there'll be an opportunity to speak with them about what's coming down the line for the budget. So it might be of interest to people, even if they just rock up and have a chat with the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament. We'd be delighted to see them.
Okay, and just talking about grandparenting as well in early child development. And as you know, society is so fractious now with people having to live, and therefore not the contact is not what it used to be 20, 30 years ago. And this has sort of become a problem as well.
Yes, and you see it more now with different types of family units where maybe people are separated or, you know, living under different situations. And I think the role of grandparenting as a stable figure, as bringing the wisdom of their experience to a young child's life, is very, very important. And it's one of the areas that we would work on quite closely in GCU with the School of Nursing.
Mm-hmm. Just to talk about it now, I know it's lunchtime, but sex matters as well in older people. This is depending on what age you are and what era you were, because things change so quickly. But this is something that's quite relevant to older people as well. And sometimes they don't even realise it and feel as more self-conscious maybe when they're older than they did when they were teenagers.
Well, I suppose people don't want to talk about sex and ageing in the same sentence. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's quite interesting when you look at things where you've got, you know, people say, oh, you know, they have an idea that it's sort of slightly repulsive. But at the end of the day, everybody needs somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you see the work that's been done in Trinity College, that's just launched their age, they've just joined our network today, Trendy Network. And you see one of the big key things is around people may not have, people still have intimate relationships and they still want to continue on with that. And that's very important, because if somebody's living on their own, or even two people, it's not very often we actually touch each other.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a partner or a spouse, you know, it's very difficult to get that sort of sense of belonging to somebody, you know, belonging to each other. So we really want to, it's one of our very interesting lectures that we have, and Jean-Philippe, who delivers that lecture, he's fantastic at doing it, and he's fantastic at drawing people out. And I can tell you, older people like to talk about it, mm-hmm. and there's no embarrassment or anything like that. So it's a very in the past, and I'm hoping to be the same on Friday.
Okay, I have to say, it's a wonderful, Christine, it's a wonderful, wonderful a comprehensive day that people are going to have. And part of it as well, I was wondering about, I mean, people sort of throw away lines like, well, 50's the new 40 and 70's the new 50 and all this sort of thing. And there's one of them that says, is it too late to slow the process of aging? Is that relating to a state of mind in people as well, that, you know, maybe when they get to a certain I'm too old for that, or whatever it may be. And is part of it a state of mind?
I think so. It absolutely is. I mean, I think you need to forget about a number and just think about the person. I say this all the time to young people on campus. But they often say to me, you know, we run free computer classes all the year round on DCU campus. And for anybody who wants to come in, but ideally they're for older people, and it's part of the Getting Citizens Online program that we roll out with Third Age. And what we have is master students that will sit down, and some of the master students, some of the students have never had an older person in their life. You know, maybe they didn't mm-hmm. know grandparents, or, you know, and they've often said to me, oh God, I don't know what to talk to them about. And I said, listen, you talk about the same things as you talk to your friends about. Where are you from? You know, what have you been doing? What did you work at? How many kids have you got? You know, all the sort of normal things that people mm-hmm. talk about. And there's been great relationships that have grown up out of those conversations. And equally, we have older people that come in. Some of our master students are from different ethnicities. So you'll get Chinese students, or, you know, students from Iran, or, you know, different types of groups. Mm-hmm. And they might say, oh, I've never sat beside a Chinese person before. Or, mm-hmm. I don't really know. There's the girl with the veil. You know, am I okay to say this to her? And it's natural. You know, people are always. But once the initial breakdown, the barriers have happened, after the second day, you can't stop them talking.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
You're chatting away 19 to the dozen, you know. So.
Indeed, indeed. And I know that on site there, and I don't know if it's the same in all colleges, but I know that one specific thing that's particularly specialised in DCU as well, a lot of older people go there for the smart steps and that, and the sports course is there, and
that's,
I know,
right,
you're the swimming, but every morning that you can see all this, and the older people going in there, taking part in the gym and stuff like that, and it's terrific to see, and a mixture of young and old
Absolutely.
Doing that.
And you know, you don't have to have, you know, the MedX program is very specific to people with an existing medical condition. But we also have the Active Aging program. If you just want to come in and get fit, and there's a program there, you can join the gym and you get the same sort of supervision. It also gives our students a wonderful experience, hands-on experience of dealing with members of the public. Because mm-hmm. these students are going to be going out into doing physiotherapy or sports, you know, sports type environments in the future. They're also the leaders and employers of the next, you know, in the future as well. So if we can break down those stereotypes to aging, they're not going to think it's, because the problem is at the moment is if you lose your job in your mid-50s, it's very difficult to get back into the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of lack of skills, it's because of an attitude, you know. So we sort of feel that if we have as much exposure as possible, that these things will be changed. As it's a slow change process, but that's what we're all about, changing attitudes and challenging stereotypes. And giving our students, of course, the hands-on experience, and also harnessing the expertise that our older people have on campus, because they are the experts in ageing. Mm-hmm.
Going through it. Yeah, and I see them talking there, and I've interviewed a few over the years, and the skills that can be sort of latently passed down through them each other, that they stop and think about then later on, that in the short space of time, the way some of the skills that have been lost over the past 20 years, that they talk about, maybe it was their job. Yeah. In what they did, and the kids pick it up and they're going, well, that sounds interesting, and it's great to see that sort of dialogue going on.
Yeah, that skills transfer is very important, and that's why when people, you know, people will often contact me and say, I only did a primary cert, but I worked at X for 40 years and I ran my own business, or I was a team leader in this, or, you know, people underestimate the value of the work that they did. Mm-hmm. And we're always very interested, because we also match up students for mentors and say, well, this was his experience when he worked in, say, the ESB power supply, or do you know what I mean? All of these sort of roles. And we're always very interested to, the students are always very interested to hear about those experiences, and also just to compare and contrast about how things have changed and how some jobs in actual fact they no longer exist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these are small, because I was speaking to somebody recently about telegrams, and they were saying, like, what's a telegram? I'm sure many other people got a telegram on their wedding day. Now you get an email.
yes. And getting back to the letter writing. But no, as well, like, I mean, something that went on the back burner, I was watching a program on TV last week, apprenticeships of sort of being lying, and these are quite important, and it's an alternative for young people coming out of school to think about, rather than sort of when they're worried about points and stuff like that, the apprenticeships.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are in danger of having an overly educated, unemployed population if we don't watch ourselves. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's always role for expertise in all sorts of areas. I mean, we would have a lot of older people from with backgrounds in skills and crafts courses. So, for example, we'd have a lot of retired mechanics from Aer Lingus, you know, ESB workers, you know, guys that did jobs that were essential to the well-being of the state. Mm-hmm. And all that expertise that they would like to share.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always interested in hearing that, and the students always want to hear about it as well. So it's an opportunity to explore all those things and keep your mind active and have the social engagement.
Okay, and just to give out the website again, it's Eventbrite, that's eventbrite.ie, or they can ring 01 700 8933. As I said, Christina, quite a comprehensive day ahead for everybody, and I'd advise anyone to go in. I might get over there myself. It's starting at a 9:15. What time will it finish at about?
It finishes around 4:00. We give out a free raffle ticket. All of the companies on the DCU campus, because DCU is like a village, and we have a bookstore, and we have a hair salon, and we have a bank, and we have a spa, we have the Interfaith Centre. So it's like a little mini village. So all of those on-site campuses all give us gifts for the spot prize for the raffle. So it's a great raffle, and there's also a free course as well. If anybody's interested, we have a free opportunity. We are rolling out in October courses for older people, and they're in genealogy, economics, life writing, just thinking off the top of my head now, life writing, there's one on politics, and they will be coming online in mid-October, and they're all €50 courses.
Okay.
For people to come in to do them, but we're giving out one of those courses free as well as part of the raffle. So, and then there's lunch included, so it's a nice day out, you know.
It is, it's great, it's absolutely great. Sounds absolutely true, and I'm sure that you can pick and mix as well as you go along.
Absolutely, and I just want to say to the listeners, if they're worried about coming onto campus, don't be. There's plenty of student ambassadors, and just follow the silver and blue balloons, and you'll find out where we are. And everybody knows that we're having this day on Friday, so everybody will be there on hand. You'll find everybody will say, oh, that's over in the Henry Grattan, you know.
Okay, that's a taste of DCU, and it's on Friday the 29th, kicking off at 9:15, and if you can register and get yourself in there down for that. And I'll give you all the details a bit before the programme finishes, Christina. But congratulations on the course, and it seems to be building and building as the years are going on.
Thank you very much, and we're delighted to have this opportunity to speak to the listeners in your FM, because it's our catchment area, and the number of people who come to us in DCU, I heard it on the radio, and we're delighted with that.
Okay.
So thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you. That's Christine O'Kelly from DCU. Thank you very much, Christina.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. And that's Christine O'Kelly from DCU, and that is Taste of DCU taking place this Friday, 29th of September. So get on there and register. It's Eventbrite. That's Eventbrite eventbrite.ie, Eventbrite, or the number is 700 8933.